Hey everyone, welcome to HER, the Anne C. Carter Health Equity and Reflection Podcast. We are so glad you chose to spend some time with us today. Joining us today is Aaliyah Fonte from Meharry Medical School. Welcome to the podcast. Can you give us a short introduction about who you are, how you got to where you are, and why you applied to the Anne C. Carter Fellowship, please?
Yes. Hello, everyone. Such a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much, Emily, for the introduction. My name is Aaliyah. I'm a current fourth year, actually, from Meharry Medical College. And I will be pursuing a career in obstetrics and gynecology. A brief background about me is I knew I wanted to be pre-med. I knew I wanted to be a doctor pretty early on. I pursued a bachelor's degree in biomedical sciences at Liberty University, as well as a master's in biomedical sciences at Liberty University before I came to Meharry for medical school. And currently my passion would be to use my OBGYN career to pursue my interest in global maternal fetal medicine, as well as reproductive infectious disease. I was interested in the AMWA Global Health Fellowship because I felt like it would provide the opportunity to engage in service, education, and research, something that was really important to me, especially when it comes to impacting and improving the health of global communities in Cameroon, West Africa, where my family is from. Before even applying to the AMWA Global Health Fellowship, I had opportunities to explore extracurriculars in global health, such as through the SNMA Global Health Fellowship. Even beyond the AMWA Global Health Fellowship, I've worked as a CFHI, or Child Family Health International Scholarship recipient, doing some education for pregnant women in rural Uganda with the Kibale Foundation. I worked on some research that was global health related on HIV vaccines with another research and mentorship program scholar through the HIV Vaccine Trial Network. And all of these experiences, research, service, education, just have propelled me and excited me all the more about pursuing a career in global health. I would say that what entices me the most is really the opportunity to learn about global communities and to provide a bi-directional model where there's a common goal of improving health for communities, generating innovative ways to address health issues, and providing education and outreach in a culturally competent way. My hope with the AMWA Anne C. Carter Global Health Fellowship is really to, first and foremost, complete this project on my heart that's targeting serving and educating pregnant women in an underserved area of the Southwest region of Cameroon, as well as to learn from global health experts that we have as speakers on various sessions throughout this fellowship. And then ultimately to learn from like-minded trainees who are pursuing their efforts in global health through their various projects and goals, and to hear how their research is really impacting global communities as well.
So it sounds like you've been very busy. It's really inspiring to see somebody like you who is doing such important and meaningful work that's guided by their passions. I guess my next question is kind of, in all of these amazing things that you're doing, what are some lessons that you've learned and any narratives you can give us that you think that we should know?
Yeah, thank you for that question, Emily. First and foremost, the COVID-19 pandemic taught me the fact that you do not have to like take your feet off of U.S. soil to actually transplant yourself to another country to actually engage in global health work. You can work on projects virtually and remotely. You can synthesize data when you're doing research. You can develop global health education pamphlets that can be distributed, like what I did with the team in Uganda. You can find ways to work remotely and still impact populations for global health improvement and equity. Moreover, a lot of the times when we think about global communities, global health, I find that we're thinking that, oh my goodness, we have to be abroad. But that is not necessarily the case. What I've learned is that we are able to impact global communities locally. And I think I've heard it coined local artist term, just referring to the fact that global communities are in our backyards. And so what that means is that we have a responsibility, especially in the field of healthcare, to make sure that we check our bias and that we are looking towards ways to improve culturally competent delivery of care so that all populations represented in our local but global communities can be benefit the best from our work as providers.
That's such a good point. I love the term glocal. I feel like there's so much kind of like buzz and stuff around doing work for US companies in everywhere else in the world. So it makes so much sense that we can do work for other countries from the US as well. So that was such a great point. Is there any specific mentor or a public health figure that has guided or inspired any of these endeavors that you've been participating in that you'd like to highlight?
Yes, I'm going to give a shout out to my cousin. She's an inspiration for global health. Her name is Dr. Junwen Zhou. And she's currently a pediatrician at Queen's Medical Center in Nottingham, UK. She'll be starting her fellowship in pediatric gastroenterology, hepatology, and nutrition at Birmingham's Children's Hospital. And I am just so impressed by her because when she completed her training, her medical school training in Cameroon, she actually went and did some work with Doctors Without Borders. And she was working on the front line, serving a lot of malnourished children, and just had a very big heart to serve some of the most underserved and impoverished communities in the northern region of Cameroon. And she did that with just a beautiful heart of service and dedication to improving health for those communities. Even beyond being in Cameroon, you know, she's now pursued further education and training in the United Kingdom. She does not hesitate to go back to her country to serve. She doesn't hesitate to work on the board of this organization called CamDoc UK, where basically they raise money and funds to help with educating and serving Cameroonian communities. And she does a lot of education and outreach through this organization as well. I'll definitely say that when I think about her, I have to take a step back in awe because she's everything that I want to be when I grow up. To be the lights in teaching, whether she's teaching her students, her colleagues, or others, she just finds unique, innovative ways to get them excited about the medicine. She has compassionate care for her patients, not just the patients that she's met in the refugee camps or in impoverished settings, but even some in the more privileged settings. She doesn't discriminate to make sure that they are receiving quality and equitable and compassionate care. And I just love her heart for caring for communities. And then ultimately, she definitely teaches me the beauty of work-life balance and taking care of yourself as a provider so that you do not get burnt out. She leads many initiatives on encourages people to get active, often bicycling to work or counting her steps and sharing that on her social media so people can get excited about healthy eating and moving their bodies, especially in our culture where sometimes we have a lot of oils in our food and things like that. She's always educating, providing further education and balancing that out with the rigors of her career as a physician. I would say that when I think about the way that she's impacted my career, the way she leads her life as a physician, I hope that one day I'll be able to have similar opportunities to educate communities, to work in an organization, a nonprofit like what she's doing with the CamDoc USA, and ultimately, hopefully, be able to go to Cameroon while she's there one day, and we can tag team serving communities and impacting health.
Aaliyah, hearing you talk about her honestly made me tear up. How special is it that you get to have somebody like that in your family that you get to learn from and see them do such amazing things? I think we will definitely have to get her on the podcast to talk about CamDoc USA. That would be amazing. Good thing we have a connection. But I think that it's also really important what you said about how she's also promoting the taking care of yourself and your own mental health in medicine, because as people who do have such big hearts and we do care so much and we spend a lot of our time dedicating that to other people, I think that's a very special and important endeavor as well. So that's awesome. My last question for you is, in your opinion, what is the most pressing global health problem? Or is there one more thing that you think you have to say to the audience to get them passionate about global health?
Yes. So for your question, which is a great question, I think that first and foremost, there are many pressing global health problems and issues. I mean, when we had the COVID-19 pandemic, that was kind of universally an issue, but I think it depends, that issue depends on what region you're in and the resources available to tackle that problem. And so instead of taking that question, I would like to share an inspirational quote and kind of tackle into why that drives me to pursue global health in my future career. Mother Teresa once said, intense love is not a measure, it just gives. And when I take a step back, there are four big words that come to mind when I think about pursuing a career in global health. The first one is service. Service in such a way where the communities don't feel like I've come and just done something briefly and taken a step back and not giving them the opportunity to grow and thrive on their own, but serving in such a way that other leaders and trainees are equipped to continue to do this work, whether or not I or the team I come with are able to physically be there as they do that work to improve the health of their communities. Education, providing knowledge and training that will help improve the health of generations is very important. A lot of the places that I'm interested about doing work still have some form of slight stigma when it comes to women and going to school or getting their education. And I've seen that firsthand with my grandma, who was not able to complete her education, but she pushed for all of her children to be educated. And I think that education holds a lot of power, and it can open the doors to improve the health of your communities and provide this opportunity to bring in financial income that can also circle into how healthy your home is. And then taking a step back and saying, what have I learned? What have I brought to the table? What have they taught me as well? So that it's always a bi-directional model of learning, serving, giving in both ways. And then lastly, in what ways am I looking to donate, whether it's my time, my knowledge, or my finances to improve communities that I may never see in my life? And whether that's through Global Giving, Project Cure, there are so many organizations out there that are doing the work and that would love the resources and funds to help propel that work even further.
What an important message. Thank you so much, Aaliyah. I can't wait to see all the amazing things that you do in your OB-GYN and your global health career. And we will see you all next time on the HER podcast.
Thank you so much, Emily, for having me. It's been great chatting. Thanks.